This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to rank the concerns of the offense 1 through 4. Okay. With these as the different options. Quarterback, play calling, O-line, wide receiver. Those are the 4 different options. So how would you do it in order? Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I think we should just go around the room and start 4-1. Mine's kind of easy, and maybe it's going to be surprising. Number 4 for me is the play calling. Play calling for me is number 4. I do think you're a little bit limited with the Rams' exotic packages and formations in Kansas City and the screens and all that because of what this team is. They're a power running football team. That's what I think that they have to be. Now, I don't know if that means that you have to have 2 tight ends out there all the time. You can run out of 4 wide receiver sets. You can run out of 5 wide receiver sets. You can go ahead and say these tight ends aren't that good, so let's not put them on the field. But I still am more worried about talent on this team than the play calling, because we've seen it be successful in the past to a degree. Last year, before Tyron and Zeke and all those issues with the offense, they were still putting up a lot of points per game. So it may be surprising, but I'm going play calling number 4. Ralph?
I'll go
quarterback. Or do you want Roy to go first?
No, quarterback, play calling, line, receivers. I'll go receivers.
Your least worry.
My least worry. They don't matter. Line matters more. Quarterback matters more. Those are the important things on the offense. It's like the running game. Give me the receivers. Like they are the, I guess you could say play calling would matter the least, but I think that you can overcome some deficiencies by out scheming teams. So I'm not worried about the receivers. I think the receivers, as long as they can catch footballs that are thrown to them, they'll be okay. Are they explosive? No, they're not. But do they need to be with the way this offense is structured? Probably not either.
If I was building a team from scratch, I'd say wide receivers were my foremost concern. But because this team and this front
office... What do you mean from scratch?
Like if I was building a team from scratch, I would say talent, like Jimmy's and Joe's over X's and O's. I want the talent first, so I would think that the players on the field mean more than the plays that are being called for them from a philosophical standpoint.
Right.
But for this team, when all off season, all they did was tell me we don't need a number one wide receiver, and it doesn't matter who the wide receivers are, and we're going to be better because we got 6 guys that can run from every position on the field, X, Y, and Z, and in the slot, all that stuff. We got all this versatility. That is why I put wide receivers down to 4, because this team convinced me that wide receiver would not matter. Now, I never agreed with that statement, but...
But you're agreeing with it right now?
No, saying it now of what I'm concerned with, I'm not blaming... At this point, I'm not blaming the wide receivers at all. So when it comes to concern, the wide receivers are what they are. They're going to be what they are for the rest of the season. I'm not even worrying about that. We got to go ahead and go with that. The other things can change to me, and that's why wide receiver is 4th on my list, because it's not going to change.
I have wide receiver number 2 concern. I think you guys, the NFL football people are overlooking this way too much. You can have the mediocre wideouts, I don't know how many times we have to say it, with the special or great quarterback. These mediocre quarterbacks, these awesome quarterbacks can elevate mediocre wide receivers. My biggest fear in all this, well, now I have 2 Dak Prescott fears in paying him for the future and believing he's the man. Number 1, doing it with this set of offensive minds on the sideline. And number 2, doing it with this supporting cast. Tavon Austin has been a bust. I like him personally. Had a good training camp. Exciting. Leader. He's been a bust. Michael Gallup is still a rookie. Rookie wide receivers rarely make an impact. Allen Hurns, to me, seems like just a guy. And I love Allen personally. This isn't show friendship. It's show business. And Terrence Williams, he's probably the most disliked Cowboy amongst the entire fan base. We all make fun of the tight ends for being a joke. So, like, Dak has to have guys that can get open. We have to have people that can go down the field. We have to have people that can get guys out of the box for the Zeke running game. Like, it's a major, major talent concern with the lack of explosion, in my opinion. So I'm just finishing up wideouts because y'all had them as your least concerning thing amongst the four. I'm putting them at number two. Who's your three, Chuck?
Play calling. Play calling would be number three. You know, I think that you can overcome play calling with execution, and they just haven't executed. You know, so the scheme may be a problem. The offense, I think the offense is, I mean, Jason, I do believe, works the offense around the players. So, like, I think he tries at least. He understands that Dak is not Tony. He understands that Dak is not Aaron Rodgers. So he's not going to ask him to throw 50 times a game and throw it all over the field. So I do think that that is sort of hindering. I don't want to say hindering, but that's why the play calling is what it is. So I'll put that third.
My third most concerning thing would be the offensive line. I mean, I know Joe Looney. Joe Looney, by the way, did not allow a pressure, according to Pro Football Focus, in this game, despite being lined up next to Connor Williams, who it seemed like was under siege all game long. Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, neither one of them played up to the potential of what we know they're capable of. Tyron Smith had two holding penalties in the first two possessions for the Cowboys. I don't think that collectively the offensive line group will have many more games like this one, so I'm putting them at three.
Props to Fan Bobby, who just sent me some next-gen stats. I feel like Choppy with the counting numbers.
No, but those are not counting numbers.
Time to throw for quarterbacks in week one. Number one, Josh Allen, who cares? Deshaun Watson had the second most time to throw. Darnold was three. Goff was four. Dak was five. So I'm a little bit surprised by that. Dak had the fifth most time to throw, 3.1 seconds, according to these next-gen stats, and that leads me to O-line being my number three concern. So
two.
No, wide receivers was two. I jumped it because we were just talking wideouts.
I get you.
So my number two concern for the offense, wide receivers. Three is offensive line, because I don't want Dak to get shell-shocked again like he did against Atlanta. The Connor Williams weight thing, maybe we should have spent a lot more time on this, because everyone seems to think that Connor Williams just isn't heavy enough to play guard. Like, and, you know, we knew it was going to be an issue. That's one of the major reasons I picked Carolina, because of Kawan Short and Dontari Poe and Luke Kuechly up the middle against Looney and Connor Williams, basically two new guys. But O-line for me is three, with wide receiver / tight ends number two.
I'll have quarterback at two. The only reason for that is because this offensive line's given up a ton of sacks. They gave up six against Atlanta. When one guy's out, it seems like this entire thing falls apart. You know, I don't know why that is, because this is not the 92 line where the collective unit of that great Cowboys line individually was not amazing. They didn't have first-round picks up and down that offensive line. This team does.
Yes.
This team's got first-round picks up and down. Individually, they should be as good as they are as a unit. But for whatever reason, when one guy's out, the entire thing goes down the tubes. I don't know what tubes it goes down. I don't even know where these tubes are, but it does go down them.
I will say this to add on to that real quick, and this speaks to the play calling, the predictability of knowing when this team – look at all the third and longs that they got in.
But you can't – you know, that's
the thing. You're screwed on third and long. Everyone knows what you're doing.
Jason did bring up the point about getting behind the chains. I know people hate hearing that. You can't play action when you're at first and 20.
Right.
Okay, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You take your playbook away. You just can't do it. And that's part of the problem. If this quarterback needs to have basically no fear of getting sacked, that's what screwed him up last year. He was having a fine year, and he got sacked, and he got shell-shocked. And that's what happened last year. And then to have six sacks yesterday on Sunday, that just can't happen. Even the when guys get in his face,
I almost feel like that number six, we're not even blowing that up enough. It was huge against Atlanta because it was one guy. Six sacks is a lot. Like that's a lot of sacks to go ahead and give up. And it's only Tuesday, so we can hammer it more throughout the week. So your top four Cowboy concerns for the offense, yours, Choppy, in order?
It'll go O-line one, because I still think no matter who the quarterback is, the offensive line is the heart of every football team.
Okay.
And so that to me is always the most important.
Okay.
And then I'll have quarterback two, play call three, and then the receivers finally at the end.
Dub, in order?
Wideouts at four, O-line at three, quarterback at two, play calling at one. I still have it as the most, because, again, everything else is set. Everything else is set. Your offensive line, your quarterback, your wideouts, they're not changing from here to week 17. Sure, you might bring in some guys off the scrap heap, guys we've never heard of, that ultimately could wind up getting playing time because guys get hurt. But the only thing that can change from here going forward is how the how the players execute the plays that are called and how the plays are called. And there were at least several times within the game that we saw examples of running against an eight-man box on 2nd and 17 with two tight ends. That's just one example of a play call that the Cowboys got into. And again, I agree, you're in 3rd and 7 and your best third down is 7 yards away. You're not going to have a very high success rate for the season. But the play calls on 1st and 2nd down also kind of set that third down up. So again, I'd like to point to and be concerned with what can change the most from now to the end of the season. I think that's play calling.
Number one for me is Dak, the most important player and position in all sports, and he's not accurate, and I have never seen accuracy from him, really, from post-practice throwing contests to getting worked by David Carr to what we're seeing so far and the end of last year.
The poorest example of Dak accuracy was the throw he missed on Michael Gallup across the field, where he threw it behind him, and Gallup was wide open, all alone, 8 yards down the field. And Dak threw it slightly behind him on his back hip. Gallup had to turn and try to catch it. He dropped it, and they wound up getting nothing out of it. That's a play that goes for 20 yards if all Dak does is hit him in a 5-yard range between how far his hands can reach in front of him and his chest.
What hands reach 5 yards out?
I mean, 3 yards.
Not mine.
Right?
What hand reaches out 3 yards?
As you're running...
Choppy.
Hang on a second. That's on Michael Gallup. It's in his wheelhouse right there. A quarterback.
Was it a good throw?
No.
Okay.
But it was a worse miss. It was a worse drop. Forget the hands on it. When you get hands, arm, and chest on a football, you dang well better catch that thing. And it was on his back hip. Yeah, it was behind him. But that's on the receiver. You got to make that play, especially when it's your only play you're getting the entire game.
Jared.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.